This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we are glad you are with us. Let me mention, and I don't do this as often as I should, but go to our website, haystackhelpradio.com. There you'll find all of our podcasts from all of our shows we've ever done here at KLZ 560, really, and as well as our referral list. And again, our referral list is our companies that we know and trust and have checked out and have done business with, and we highly, highly recommend them. So if you're looking for a good business, hey, you can give me a call and here at the station, and we will be glad to help you and find the right company for your needs. Now, you have heard this name before, RoofMax, RoofMax.com, and Dave Hart. And you've heard him with John Rush. You've heard him on our Haystack show, actually, with Your Money Matters and Kurt Rogers. But we wanted to do kind of a separate segment today for our Haystack audience and get Dave back on with us. So, Dave, thanks for being with us, sir.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. So, and again, I know you've been through this with our other shows and all, but let's kind of let our audience know a little bit about RoofMax.
Sure. So RoofMax basically came out in the last 10 years as a product to extend the life of asphalt shingle roofs, or any asphalt product for that matter. It could be flat roof, could be shingle roof. And what basically what we're doing is we're putting the word to use would be rejuvenation. We're rejuvenating the asphalt that's in the shingles. And just real quick, about 20 years ago, they started making the shingles with less asphalt, putting more fillers in them. And by doing that, it's caused the shingles to dry out and wear out a lot faster. Mm-hmm. I have looked at older three-tab roofs that are 25 years old that are in better shape than a roof nowadays that's 12 or 13 years old, just because it had a lot more asphalt in it back in the day. Right. So because of that, they're drying out. We're getting what's called thermal cracking, the thermal impacting, however you want to say it. And when the shingles also dry out, they can't expand and contract, so that's where you get the cracking, and then you lose the granules, which is your main line of defense on the shingle. The granules not only provide you the cosmetics, the color of your roof, but they provide you with the UV protection so that the sun's not beating on the physical part of the shingle itself, right, if that makes sense. Okay. So what we do is we put life back into that. It keeps the granules on, helps provide against wind and hail, so we get some additional hail protection. And we're seeing a lot of roofs lasting through hailstorms that may not have previously. And a lot of times we can get another, we do a minimum 5-year guarantee on that roof. But a lot of times we get 10, 15, maybe even 20 more years of life out of an old roof.
Wow. But, yeah, you know, the key is, and we've mentioned this earlier on other shows, but the key is getting to this early. Mm-hmm. And it's just like anything else. If you see some minor, and you use this term with my roof, all minor right. cracks or whatever, you know what? At some point, minor cracks turn into major cracks.
Yes, they do.
But if you
yes.
take care of it now.
Yep.
I
Stop
mean,
it.
Man, you're just helping. You're helping that whole process just yeah, last longer.
Absolutely. You know, it's kind of like our skin, if you will. The skin yeah. on our bodies. We put lotion on it to keep it from drying out and cracking. I'm not doing anything different other than, in fact, sometimes I get sprayed doing it. But we're doing the same thing to mm-hmm. your roof as a good body lotion or hand lotion would do to your skin.
Right.
Same thing. So if you think about it, you get that minor cracking, like we looked at your roof, and you have some minor. It's just starting to kind of do some thermal cracking. It's a lot like the streets. They get the cracks in them. They get mm-hmm. the water in them in the wintertime when they freeze, and they expand and contract, and those cracks get bigger. And the more it dries out, the more they can't expand and contract, and then you just you start having problems at that point.
Right. So to try to spell it out for our listeners, if you say, hey, if you've been in your house this number of years, mm-hmm. you've never done anything with your roof since you've moved in, and it's been this number of years, hey, it doesn't hurt to give us a call.
Absolutely.
Come out. It's free of charge for the estimate.
Completely.
I mean,
yep.
what would you say? 5 years, 7 years, 8 years?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, you should be on your roof every couple of years at a bare minimum. I like to tell people to just have it looked at once a year mm-hmm. Before winter, I guess, just to see where you're at, make sure you're good to go, you can survive the winter, because nobody wants to do any roofing work, repairs as such in the wintertime, and when they have to. So if we do it before winter, we'll check it out. But generally speaking, if you put a roof on 5 years ago, it'd be a good time to have it looked at now, right. Especially if you've not had a professional take a look at it in that time frame.
And we don't know where you're looking for. Normal homeowners. Most people don't, right? I mean, we get a burn go, hey, you know, it looks fine.
Yeah. That's why I take my truck to a mechanic. I'm not any different. Yeah. Same thing. Yep.
Dave's number is 303-710-6916, and all across the Front Range. And also, hey, if you would like to have Dave come out and take a look, give him a call. Let him know you heard about him here on Haystack Help Radio, and we would appreciate that. So this is a spray type of application. So kind of tell us how that works, the mm-hmm. time involved, and what mm-hmm. the homeowner can expect. That.
Absolutely. So basically, the product is derived from a plant. So it's a bio-based plant product. It's an oil base that comes from, best I can describe, squeezing the snot out of that plant.
Right.
So we get the oils. We do some minor tune-ups on the roof, make sure everything's sealed up tight, flashing's in good shape, stuff like that. And then once that's done, then we apply the product. So what it does is we spray it on. So when it first goes on, it looks kind of like a glass of 2% milk spilled on your roof for the first half hour to 45 minutes. And then after that, it starts to soak in and get into the shingle itself. So once it's soaked in within a half hour, 45 minutes, it could rain. You won't lose any product, won't affect it in any way, shape, or form. But an average, generally speaking, on average time frame for the product to completely saturate all the way through the shingle, it doesn't just stop at the surface. It goes all the way through. Right. It's about 72 hours. That's about it. I mean, on an average job, it's a couple hours worth of work. You'll see us up there. You won't even hardly know we're there except for a knock on the door to let you know we arrived.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow. And, you know, to think about the ease of this versus, you know, a roof replacement, cost aside, which, man, it's hard to put that aside because it's going to be a lot more expensive for a roof replacement.
A lot more, yeah.
But for you to come out, you know, be there 2 or 3 hours, whatever, it be done. I mean, there's no dumpster in front of your house, no pounding,
no nails to pick up afterwards, nothing, yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, yeah.
Boy, for sure.
Yeah.
Once again, Dave's number is 303-710-6916. You can check out the website at roofmax.com. And it doesn't change the coloring of the shingles. It just kind of, like you say, rejuvenates and brings the freshness back out in it, so to speak.
Basically, it brings the original color back out. You know, so like anything, it sits in the sun long enough, it fades. So this product will actually bring that original color back out. And I mean, it'll be a lot darker for the first couple of days as the product is completely soaking through, and then it'll fade a little bit again. But it'll look, most of the time, it looks better than it did when it's brand new.
Sure.
It just looks alive and looks fresh and able to weather the storms.
Yeah,
no pun intended. But yeah, it looks really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, as far as residential, and again, we covered this on a previous show, but you do commercial things as well.
Absolutely. Residential, commercial, flat roofs, multifamily, apartment complexes, all that good stuff. We're not only doing the RoofMax treatment on asphalt products, but we're also doing coatings on flat roofs. So you might have a roof that kind of a darker color or an older single ply or asphalt product. We can put a coating on it, and you're getting 95% reflectivity rate, so you're saving on your energy bills like crazy, and then again extending the life of that roof greatly. That's what we're about is saving roofs.
Hey man, if people can get you out now, I mean, yeah, we've been very fortunate this year, not a lot of hail.
Correct.
You know,
yeah.
But as you talk about, you got those minor cracks like ours has, and you don't take care of it now, next year they're going to get
a little bit bigger.
Less minor.
Right.
Okay. and if you can come over there and do your application now, I mean, man, it just sounds like that's. You want to talk about a great investment.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a huge thing, take care of your roof.
Well, and you add in that, just the insurance industry and the cost, like you mentioned, the insurance companies are not going to be wanting to pay for the price of these roofs. I mean, we're looking at 40% increase just this year alone. And with that, labor wants to come along and feel they can charge more as well. So, I mean, the costs are drastically different than they were a year ago. So insurance companies aren't going to be they're not going to be as easy to work with to get a roof replaced as they have been. So if we can keep them from having to come out and look at a roof, then everybody's all the better for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Once again, Dave Hart is with us. If you're just joining us, it's roofmax.com. And just mentioned you heard him here on the show, 303-710-6916. And it is a free inspection. And again, I mentioned the Front Range, but you'll kind of go anywhere around
pretty
here.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. Been to Cheyenne, been to Pueblo up in the mountains, And we do. If you're hearing this, you're on the western side of the Front Range. We do have a dealer there.
Okay.
That I can put you in contact with. So we're pretty much covering the entire state of Colorado.
All right. Good deal.
Yeah.
And so when you go out and you do the inspection and everything, I mean, you're looking out for those minor cracks. But what else are you kind of looking for?
Mm-hmm. So again, it's just flashings, making sure drip edge, kick out flashings, gutters are draining the way they should. Nail heads are cocked because there are some exposed nails on the roof that are designed to be there. Make sure those are sealed up. What we see a lot is the flashing on your roof penetrations, your plumbing pipe boots, heat stacks, if you will, stuff like that. Generally speaking, they're nailed down. The flashes are nailed down or fastened down with roofing nails. Not uncommon, nothing wrong with that, but over time, expansion, contraction, wind, those nails back up. So we put those down, but then we'll go through and we'll put in rubber grommeted screws in the flashing so that won't happen again.
Okay.
Recaulk all the nail heads, repaint all the penetrations so it looks brand new again.
Right.
Blow out your gutters of any loose debris. I mean, I don't wash them by hand, but we get
sure
most of the dirt and debris out of the gutters.
Right.
Yeah.
So, it's customer gets
new.
A lot extra.
They do, yeah.
I mean, you're not up there with a spray deal, you know, just spraying our roof.
Not just spraying it and going. Yeah. No, we're doing a lot more to make sure that not only the customer can sleep at night, but we're confident providing them with a 5-year warranty.
Right.
Yeah.
On a previous show, you mentioned a gentleman that was out in Wiggins, I believe it was, that you said, you know, had you out, and man, shortly after a storm came.
Yes.
So, again, one is going to come.
Several are going to come. Exactly.
So why not get on it early? Hey, it's
absolutely
a good time of the year to get it done. The weather's all right. And just to get this process taken care of.
Yeah, so with that gentleman there, we did his roof back end of April, I believe it was. And then a few weeks later, they had a hailstorm. The hail was just a bit smaller than golf ball. It lasted for about 3 minutes, you said. And so the next morning, I drove out there. It was an hour drive. And I got there quickly. I was really excited to see how well this held up, because we're seeing a lot of testimonies around the entire nation of people not having damage due to wind and hail after having the treatment done. But I wanted to see it for myself for once, and really excited to find out that he had no damage after the hail and didn't even have any loose granules in the gutters from the hail.
Hmm.
And when I pulled into the neighborhood to look at his roof, people are out in the street looking at their cars and just bummed that there was damage on the cars or making sure they didn't get damage or whatever.
Right.
So it was a substantial hailstorm.
Sure.
But again, the roof had no damage at all and no granules in the gutter from it.
And this is something, our last couple of minutes here, but this is something that we can repeat the process for up to three times, you think?
Yeah, we can do it for three treatments over the course of, you know, 15, 18 years or more. With the cost, I mean, it sounds kind of like a pain, but with the cost, if you look at it today, the treatment, if we did three treatments today, that's generally going to be about half the cost over the course of, let's say, 15 to 20 years as it would cost to replace a roof at today's prices.
Sure.
And those aren't coming down, and they're not going to stop. So it's definitely a good investment.
Wow.
Yeah.
And one thing that's cool about it, you love what you do.
I do, yeah.
I mean, it's helping people. Yep. You know, it's a great process for them, easy.
Yeah.
And
yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, hope, man, we can get some calls here.
Absolutely.
And I tell you what we'll do here. Can we give $150?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, $150. You mentioned Haystack Help Radio when you called Dave. He'll take that off, and it is absolutely free for him to come out. And let me tell you, it ain't free for him to come out. All right? I mean, there's gas and time.
Yes.
So this is a great offer, especially the way gas is today and the prices. So, give Dave a chance to earn your trust in your business. Give him a call, 303-710-6916. Again, mention Haystack Help Radio, and he'll take $150 off of the cost. And you'll be hearing more from Dave here on our show. He'll be on our referral list as well. And hope you'll give him a call today, 303-710-6916. So, Dave, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott. I greatly appreciate it.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back. Now's the time to get into the outdoorsman's attic. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and you've heard me say many times, this is one of my favorite stores. The outdoorsman's attic's selection is incredible right now for all of your camping, hunting, and fishing needs. Just a few items to mention, all backpacks are 10% off, sleeping bags 20%, and Sitka gear 40% off of retail. They also have great deals on firearms and also tons of fishing gear down in the basement. And if your firearms need a little work or cleaning, see Scott the Gunsmith and tell him we sent you. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic. It's Colorado's premier outdoor consignment store for the outdoors. They're located at 2650 West Hamden. Tell them Scott sent you.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
For years now, you've heard me talk about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and yes, for almost 20 years, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has been taking care of our pets. From medical, grooming, boarding, and even training, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is your one stop for all of your pet's needs. Not only is their facility state-of-the-art, but now you can download the free Lone Tree Vet app and visit their online store for your pet products and pharmacy needs. You can also have your very own pet portal. Plus, don't forget to read their blogs at LoneTreeVet.com. Do you take your dog on hikes? Check out Hiking the Trail Safely with Your Dog. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Call today 303-708-8050 or check them out, LoneTreeVet.com.
This is Chris Kane with 303 Roofer. If you have an insurance claim on your roof and want to keep some of that money in your pocket, give us a call and we'll give you a cash bid to replace your roof. You pay insurance every month and now insurance has paid you. It's your money and we understand that. So give us a call at 303-390-1382 or visit our website, 303roofer.com.
When it comes to customer service, D&D Tire takes it to the next level. Yes, you will receive great customer service from this family-owned company, but there is a difference when you add customer care. You see, at D&D Tire, they care about your safety and your car, and they understand mechanical problems, tire replacement, or flat tires never come at a convenient time. But at each of the D&D Tire locations, two in Aurora and one in Parker, you will find a courteous staff and technicians that have the knowledge and experience to take care of all of your automotive needs. Right now, buy four qualifying tires and rebates are up to $150 when using your Goodyear credit card, subject to credit approval and terms and conditions apply. D&D Tire Service, your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Check them out at dndtireservice.com.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Protect Your Legacy. My name is Scott Watley, and we are glad you are with us. Our show is brought to you by Blake Harris Law. You can check out that website, BlakeHarrisLaw.com, and the phone number, 833-ASK-BLAKE. And it's always good to have attorney Blake Harris with us. Blake, how are you, sir?
Scott, great to be back on the show. Everything is going very well. How are you today?
I am doing well, and it is always good to have you on with us. I tell you, boy, as we go through all these time last year and a half, boy, it seems like this matter of just being prepared for what you don't know might happen is very, very important. And that's what estate plans is all about a little bit. So let's kind of talk about that and just the need for creating an estate plan. So if somebody just says, hey, you know, why do I need one? I'm married. My wife can handle my stuff or my kids can handle my stuff. Why do I need an estate plan?
Sure. Well, first of all, Scott, the estate plan, it's not for you. It's for your family. There's really not too much an estate plan can do directly for you, but there's a lot it can do for your family. There are some things an estate plan can do for you, protect your property from lawsuits, and we can talk about that a little bit more in a few moments, but what it can do is it can make life a lot easier on your wife, on your husband, on your children. in the event that you become incapacitated or pass away. So there's a few main things that an estate plan can do. Number one, an estate plan can help you to avoid probate. I'm going to take a few minutes and talk about probate because it's very important to understand what probate is. And it's an issue that we help clients with as well. We help clients create estate plans, and we help clients administer estate plans. And when somebody comes into my office to create an estate plan, well, actually, I'm going to flip that around. When somebody comes into my office for looking for help with probate, I know in all likeliness that fee is going to be a lot higher than a client who comes in just looking to create an estate plan. And I like to give my clients a good value, and they are going to get a better result. It's going to be a better result for the family if they plan ahead. So probate, it's a court process for distributing assets after an individual passes away. Probate's not a quick process. It can take 1 to 2 years, and it can be a very expensive process in some situations. Sometimes probate goes very smoothly. Sometimes it becomes a very expensive and time-consuming process. So we want to avoid probate because it's a public process, time-consuming, it's costly, and it's often the time when family fights break out. Nobody wants to leave their money to their family and watch their family or have their family end up fighting over it. Some clients want to leave money to friends. Some people want to leave it to family. Some want to leave it to a charity. Nobody's ever said, "I want a bunch of attorneys to take my money as they fight over it." I'm still waiting for that one client to come in. So, number one is avoiding family fights and avoiding probate. But also, very important reason to create an estate plan is giving protection to your beneficiaries. And there's a few different types of beneficiaries who we'd want to protect. The first are minor beneficiaries. So we want to, number one, for anyone who has children under the age of 18, create a guardianship designation so that the individual you've selected can step in as the legal parent for any minor children. But we also want to make sure that children don't spend through their inheritance too quickly. And the way we do this is we set up a trust for the children. So upon the children reaching a certain age, we can let them step in and control their trust. But prior to the age of 25, 30, 35, whatever age the individual are comfortable with, your children can then step in. Prior to that age, you can have another family member manage money on behalf of your children so that your children don't spend through the money too quickly, don't go and blow it all in Vegas the day they turn 18.
Sure.
We also want to make sure that the money stays protected from somebody else taking it away from your children. You could have very responsible children, but if they marry somebody who is not responsible, or if they marry somebody who ends up filing for divorce, you don't want to leave your money to your former in-law. My saying is you should love your son-in-law, love your daughter-in-law, but keep the money in the blood. And a properly drafted estate plan can help you do just that. There's also a whole other component of estate planning, which is incapacity planning. Did you have any questions before I switch gears from the trust to the incapacity planning? Do you have anything else? Did I miss anything on the trust portion, Scott?
Well, you didn't miss anything, but just one question. Let's say a family has, you know, three kids. So is that trust for the children, is that in one document and you name the three kids, or is that a trust individual document for each child?
Good question. Sometimes clients will come in and say, "I've got three children, so I think I should create three trusts. The oldest is doing everything right. We're just going to give the money to her as soon as we pass away. The second one is has some addiction issues. We don't want them to ever receive their inheritance, maybe somebody to give them some money to help them along the way. And the third one has a disability, and we need to plan for that. So should we create three trusts?" And generally, the answer is no. And so in some cases, multiple trusts make sense. You can have multiple different trusts. You can only have one will, but you can have multiple different trusts.
Okay.
In the way that we would design it for that family, the one I just gave an example of, is you would sign one trust document, and then that trust document would split into three different documents after you pass away. So that same piece of paper that you signed, that same stack of paper, would be used to govern how the trust is distributed to the oldest child, how money is held in trust for the child who has some addiction issues, and it would also govern how money is held in trust for the third child who has some special needs. For the first child, if you want to leave money outright to, I would still say leave it in trust. Let your child be the trustee. Let your child manage the trust or select their trustee. Give them pretty liberal access or a lot of latitude in managing the trust. But don't just pour everything into their pocket, because then they become a target for creditors, a target for lawsuits. Yes, they may be financially responsible right now, but anybody could have a business deal that goes wrong. Being able to leave somebody a protected inheritance is a very special gift. It's an extra bow that you can wrap around someone's inheritance. It's an extra way to make sure that money stays in the family much longer.
Okay.
For a child with addiction issues, you certainly don't want to leave them money and have them blow through the money fueling their addiction. Most of us, our life tends to get better as we get more money. Somebody who's addicted to drugs or alcohol, actually, the more money they have, the more they hurt themselves. Some people completely cut that child out of the inheritance, which is not really what I will recommend in many circumstances, because anybody does have the ability to get clean, and if they do, then leaving them some of their inheritance or letting them enjoy their inheritance is fair and wise as well. So for a child who maybe has addiction issues, what I'd recommend doing is letting another family member, friend, or professional trustee manage the trust on behalf of your child, and just require the distributions not be made if the child is currently using drugs, if they can't pass a drug test, and the parents can design in there what they consider appropriate behavior for the children to receive distributions, or what type of substances the parents are particularly concerned about keeping their child safe from. And then for the third child, the child with a disability, what you're going to want to include in your trust is a special needs trust, or a standby special needs trust for any beneficiary, because all of us could have a child or grandchild that becomes disabled. And by having a special needs trust in there, what the trust will do is allow that beneficiary to qualify for government benefits. So your child can still receive government assistance, but the trust still is able to support the child. Without a special needs trust, if you leave money to your child, they're going to have to do a spend down. They're going to have to spend through all of that money prior to receiving any additional government inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
It makes all of the difference in the world if you have a child or grandchild with disability having a special needs trust in there. It's the difference between the child basically begging, living off the government forever, or the child being able to maintain their current standard of living, keep their inheritance, and still pass on and still receive help from the government along the way.
Okay. Now, real quick, before you, I think you were heading toward the incapacity side of this, which we can get to, but let's say, you know, you made your wife your beneficiary, and then, God forbid, you know, the husband and the wife are in an accident, and, you know, both something happens where, you know, they're incapacitated or deceased. Is there, in lack of a better term, a backup beneficiary if something happens to your original beneficiary? Do you list a couple people in case something happens like that?
Yes, I mean, yes, you can list as many alternatives as you want, and I generally recommend listing a few alternatives. So you'll want to have your spouse. I mean, typically people would choose their spouse as their primary, and then they'll choose their children as the alternative, and then they may even choose other beneficiaries as well in the very unfortunate event that they lose both their spouse and their children. Under those circumstances, you would have maybe a charitable organization or another family member or friend as the contingent beneficiary. So you've got your primary beneficiary, your alternate beneficiary, and your contingent beneficiary, each one there in line, able to step in and take a portion of the inheritance that is left behind. So yes, successor beneficiaries make sense. And this now, Scott, is a perfect segue into talking about incapacity planning.
Okay, sure.
So when it comes to incapacity planning, there's a handful of documents that everybody should have, ages 18 or older, to plan for the possibility that they become incapacitated. The first document, which everyone should have, it's very simple to create and can be profoundly important if you lose capacity. So this is the situation that you're hospitalized, or you're out of the country, or you go missing, or you end up in the pokey for an evening. what you want to do is have a complete set of incapacity documents available. And the first one is the financial power of attorney. Financial power of attorney is a document which allows an individual you have selected to make a financial decision on your behalf in the event that you are not able to manage your own financial affairs. I get calls from typically adult children, maybe in their 50s, saying that their mother or their father has lost capacity or has started to lose capacity. And my first question for them is always, do they have a financial power of attorney? And if the answer is yes, I say, well, that's good news. And if the answer is no, I say, well, there's some tough news, which is your family is going to need to go through a court-supervised conservatorship process. A power of attorney, if you go to an attorney and a law firm and say, create me a power of attorney, they might charge a couple hundred bucks for it.
Okay.
If you're creating an estate plan, they'll probably just include the power of attorney with no additional charge. If you don't have a power of attorney and you lose capacity, your family has to go through a conservatorship proceeding, which is going to take several months and cost $5,000. The prices range, but on average, you can expect to spend thousands of dollars to get a conservator appointed, which can easily be avoided just by signing a power of attorney. There's no better bang for your buck than setting up a financial power of attorney. You should, typically what clients will do is name their spouse as the primary, and then as an alternative power of attorney, they'll name children or other family members. So going back to your question, successor beneficiaries are wise to have. It's also very wise to have successor. It's also wise to have successor agents that can act on your behalf in the event that your primary agent is not able to step in and take over your financial affairs as you had originally hoped or planned for.
Okay. Once again, you're listening to Protect Your Legacy. Attorney Blake Harris is our guest. BlakeHarrisLaw.com. 833-ASK-BLAKE is the number. And if you're just getting in the car or turn on the radio, we are going through reasons why you need to have an estate plan. And it is always a free consultation with Blake. So go ahead, Blake.
So after you have your financial power of attorney, or when you create your financial power of attorney, there's also a few other documents which you should look into creating as well. This includes a medical power of attorney for making medical decisions. A HIPAA authorization. HIPAA is a federal law which protects the privacy of your healthcare. In the event that you become incapacitated, you want your agents to be able to access that protected information and share it with doctors so that they can make informed medical decisions. And then finally, a living will or an advanced healthcare directive, which says that if you are in a permanent vegetative state, that you want to have life support removed. If you don't want to be kept on a ventilator indefinitely, it's important that you have a living will in place as well. So just to recap, there are four documents that you should have to plan for your incapacity. The first one is your financial power of attorney. Next is your medical power of attorney. And finally, your HIPAA authorization and your living will.
All right. Yeah, Blake, that's great information. And, you know, as we have seen, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, over this last year and a half, I mean, life can change in an instant. And, boy, the phone calls that I'm sure you hate to get are the ones where it's done that and they had been planning on calling you but haven't done it yet.
Yes, yes. So often there's a family member who drags their feet, and I'm not going to pick on any particular family member, but dad, who is slower to get their estate planning done. Another way that your life can change in a moment, other than becoming incapacitated or passing away, is a lawsuit. We live in the world's most litigious society. There are literally thousands of lawsuits filed every single day, millions of lawsuits filed every single year. I think around 10 to 15 million lawsuits filed per year in the United States. You can create a trust, not every trust, but there are certain types of trust out there which you can create that in the event of a lawsuit, you will be able to maintain and keep your assets. This type of trust I refer to as an asset protection trust. So with a properly structured asset protection trust, you're still going to be able to keep control of your assets, but in the event that somebody's trying to take them away from you, it's going to be very hard or impossible for them to take your assets away from you. This is another situation where I've definitely helped clients with the pre-planning, and that's my favorite situation. Client comes in water smooth. They're a business owner, and perhaps they own some real estate or some cryptocurrency investments, and we put together a trust for them. The lawsuit later arises, and everything is peachy because all the work, all the planning was done well in advance of the lawsuit. The okay. call that I don't like to get as much, or that is not as fun for anyone, is the individual says, you know, Blake, I'd heard your ad before. I'd seen you on TikTok, which, by the way, if you don't follow me on TikTok, Blake Harris Law, I've got close to a quarter million followers who get plenty of estate planning advice, some advice on cryptocurrency, and some humor as well. What I can offer, but the call that I get sometimes not as fun is, hey, I didn't create an estate plan. I did not create a trust, and now I've already been sued. At that point in time, the amount of protection that we can offer the client is very much compromised, which is why, it's, as I say often, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of the cure. Having your estate plan done, having a trust set up before the threat of any lawsuit can make all the difference in the world of being able to sleep better at night, knowing that your assets are secured in the event that they are ever threatened.
Absolutely. All right, let's go through a couple of things here. Let's go through the process. So someone hears you today, they give you a call at 833-ASK-BLAKE. What would be the process then for them to go through? And then if you don't mind, I want to get into some pricing here just to give people, and I realize there's many different plans and you know, depending on the complications of those and all those, but let's talk about the process a little bit. Someone calls you today.
Sure. So since about March of last year, I don't know if you heard, but some things have changed since March of last year. And if you haven't heard, congratulations.
Yeah. No doubt.
Whatever you're doing. Anyways, yeah, I'm getting a little bit off subject. we've been doing a lot more electronic meetings.
So right.
Zoom. We're doing a lot of Zoom calls. We're doing phone calls. We still have beautiful office space in downtown Denver, and if clients would prefer to meet in person, we can certainly accommodate to that. But the majority of our clients are enjoying completing the entire estate plan, enjoying completing the entire process without leaving the comfort of their own home. We start off with a phone. You'll contact our firm. We'll get you scheduled for an initial consult over phone or Zoom within a few days. And then we will, at the end of that initial meeting, we'll be able to quote you a price for the creation of your estate plan. As far as the rates for our estate plans are concerned, we are competitively priced, typically just a few thousand dollars for an estate plan. So you're not looking to spend tens of thousands of dollars, but it is more than a few hundred dollars. We are professional neuros. I do have extensive experience in this area. And so with that, you get the utmost peace of mind. There's plenty of options for creating an estate plan, from firms that try to do a little bit of everything to even online and do it yourself options. But by working with somebody who specializes in estate planning, and this has been the primary focus of my entire career, and I've been an attorney now for over a decade, you get the utmost peace of mind to know that you've done everything you can to plan for your family. You do get upfront pricing, so clients know exactly what they're getting into. They're not surprised by additional bills that pop up down the road.
Okay.
That's the pricing for the basic estate plan. An individual may spend around $1,800, $2,000 for an individual estate plan. A couple may spend around $3,000 as an average for a joint estate plan. Depending on what type of assets you own and other things that could arise, the prices may be a little bit more or a little bit less. But we'll always, at the end of the pre-consultation, be able to give you a price quote, not just an estimate, but a price quote, so you know exactly what you're getting into when you create your estate plan. Now, if a client is looking to do some more advanced planning, that they have a taxable estate, or they want to do some asset protection planning, then the price for that tends to run right around $15,000 if you want to set up a trust that's going to keep you protected from lawsuits. So, again, we do very competitive pricing, always a pre-initial consultation, and clients know exactly what they're getting into when they work with my law firm.
No, that's great. You know, I want to challenge everyone really to go to BlakeHarrisLaw.com and just read the reviews. And Blake, you know, what we constantly hear, and the folks that have even come on the radio that, you know, I've talked with and everything, they just, man, they said it was such a relief to get it done, number one, yes, but also just to feel like they had someone that, you know, this is what their practice really, really focused on, and they left feeling like they had a complete plan and no stone was left unturned, because many times, you know, if we just try to maybe do something on our own, which there are a lot of forms out there today for do-it-yourself things, but, you know, you're going to ask us questions and make us think about things and scenarios that we may never think about. And so, you know, some folks I've talked to just appreciated the completeness of what they felt like that your plan gives.
Yes, yes. I mean, going back to your question at the very beginning, what's in it for me? And I kind of made the joke about, you know, Scott, it's not just about you sometimes. but really, it is your money. It is your plan. But most of all, it's your peace of mind, and that's what we are ultimately giving. And I don't know that there's any way to get better peace of mind and work with somebody who is really focused in on this area of the law.
Right. Two or three minutes left here, but if you don't mind, let's end up on, you mentioned the cryptocurrency side of your practice and all, so let's just touch on that a little bit, and maybe our next show we can delve into that a little bit more, because that is something a lot more people are coming aware of, but need some education on it as well. So how do you deal with that in an estate plan?
Sure. It's something that a few years ago, a client of mine owned a little bit of Bitcoin and had some questions for me about it. And I really wasn't very familiar with it, but being kind of a curious guy, I started digging down the cryptocurrency rabbit hole, and it's since grown into an area that I've taught continuing education on, taught other people how to buy crypto. And I often get asked for my investment recommendations. I'm not an investment advisor. I'm not going to recommend any particular crypto, but I will say that it is something that I am invested in. It's probably the biggest place of where I've kept my investments. And it's definitely something you want to consider when you create your estate plan. How are you going to transfer those assets? And there's a few different ways to transfer your crypto when you pass away, but it's something that you do want to take into consideration when you create your estate, so that, number one, it doesn't get lost. Number two, it doesn't get probated. Number three, if you have a sizable holding, perhaps you should set it up inside of an asset protection trust, because in the event of a lawsuit, you could absolutely be ordered to hand over your crypto, and you want to make sure that that's not going to happen. So if you have cryptocurrency, or you're interested in working on some type of crypto business, or perhaps setting up a crypto ATM at your store, my firm can certainly help with that. Our primary focuses nowadays are estate planning, asset protection, and cryptocurrency. So if you're not already tuned, if you are tuned in, we can help with that. If you're not already tuned in, feel free to go to my website. There's a lot of information on cryptocurrency about there, or follow me on TikTok or on Instagram, Blake Harris Law. Scott, why don't we wrap up by telling people the phone number that they can call?
All right, let's do that, Blake. It's 833-ASK-BLAKE. 833-ASK-BLAKE, and that breaks down to 275-2525. It is BlakeHarrisLaw.com. And one thing I will mention, Blake also offers free lifetime reviews when you do an estate plan with him. So, folks, I'm telling you, this is why, you know, we certainly chose Blake to be our estate planning attorney here for our show. And thankfully, he chose us as well to represent him. But he will do you a good job. And don't put this off. This is one of the best things you could do for your family, to have an estate plan, and it will be a great help to them down the road. So, Blake, as always, we appreciate your time, sir, and look forward to our next conversation.
Scott, it's my pleasure. Always fun being on the show. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, sir. That is Blake Harris, BlakeHarrisLaw.com, 833-ASK-BLAKE. Give him a call today.
At Flesh and Beck Law, your attorney sets you at ease from the first meeting so you have the space to think clearly. After an injury, you immediately start worrying about how you will afford the healing process. You start thinking about insurance deductibles, physical therapy appointments, vehicle repairs, and how to pay for rent in the meantime. Listening to one calm, qualified voice throughout the process will help you think rationally instead of making decisions based on anxiety. Call Flesh and Beck Law for a free, no-obligation consultation, and you will talk to a lawyer right away, not some legal assistant who just wants to find out how much money your case might be worth. Then, once you and your attorney both decide to move forward with your case, you will continue working with that attorney the whole time. The same person who meets you for a consultation will also sit beside you in court. Eliminate the fear of the unknown. Call Flesh and Beck Law at 303-806-8886.
Have you been thinking about a new pair of glasses? Maybe some prescription sunglasses? Well, look no further than Stack Optical. Since 1968, yes, you heard me right. Since 1968, Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their patients. This family-owned business is proud to be one of the few optical offices that has their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Stack Optical, located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway, features the most extensive lines of eyeglass frames, sunglasses, and contact lenses to ensure that you love your appearance and experience superior comfort. Our comprehensive eye exams proactively diagnose eye conditions and diseases while providing the most accurate vision care. We welcome you to experience a lifetime of superior ocular care from doctors that are devoted to your eye health. Call now for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Hey, Dan, you know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are and more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves. Who they are, what are their feelings? I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David C. Sean of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. And again, thank you so much for being with us today. We're going to go to the phones now and talk to our good friend Dan Johnson. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, drive east and pay the least. You've heard that for years. And I can tell you personally, for a number of years now, they have been my auto dealer. And that is absolutely true. They will take care of you. And Dan Johnson, general manager, joins us now. Dan, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing well, man. Good to connect with you. And boy, I tell you, still crazy times out there. Who would have ever, man, you know, back last year was kind of funny. We're like, oh, this will probably go a month or two, or now this will probably go another a couple of months. And, man, it is hard to believe. It's almost been, you know, a year and a, over a little bit over a year and a half probably now. We're just in a mess.
We're all going on almost 2 years.
I know.
January, it'll be 2 years, but it is crazy. And everything is a little hard. I had a piece of glass broke out of the showroom, and it took me a month to get it.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's like, it's everything. It's, you know, just back order or whatever. But the good news is General Motors is loosening up a little bit. I got a couple rows of trucks out here that I haven't seen in, you know, 2 or 3, 4 months.
Okay.
But, you know, so that's good news. And, you know, I got a lot coming on the way, which, you know, I would suggest if somebody does want something, you know, just, you know, come on in. And if I don't have it, you know, on the lot, let's sit down and see what I have coming, because that's kind of how we're selling cars now, on an inbound basis, you know. And like Scott Watley says, hey, you know, I want an LTZ Silverado, you know, a green one. I'd say, okay, I got one coming in 3 weeks, he said, put my name on it.
Right.
That's kind of how we've been selling cars here the last couple of months.
Yeah, it's been, I know. You know, we hear a lot, you know, in the media as far as the chips and cars and all that. I mean, and, you know, who can trust what all they're telling us. But, I mean, as far as when we're talking about the chips, just educate us a minute on kind of what you're talking about and what are these chips doing that are holding so much up?
Well, everything that's electronic, you know, which is almost everything in a car now, but, you know, blind spot alerts, radios, you know, even transmissions and things, you know, they're electronic. They take these chips and they come from Korea, China, you know, and unfortunately, I think Intel is beefing back up to make chips, but they were kind of out of business here in the United States for several years. So, we're dependent on the Asians to provide the chips, and everybody wants them. The TVs want them, the computers want them, everybody's fighting for them. So, you know, General Motors is getting their fair share, but it's not, you know, holding up production. I heard Toyota went 40%, they cut 40% production because they couldn't get chips last week. So it's a real problem, but I think it's getting better in the General Motors world anyway.
Right.
Feels like it is anyway. Like I say, we got a lot of stuff coming. But, you know, it's things like I said, the blind spot alert. And there's some things we just can't order now, you know, like super fancy stuff. You know, they'll say, you know, if you want it, you're going to wait for it. But, you know, if you take it off, then we can build the truck quicker. So,
okay.
You know, yeah, so we're getting, you know, some trucks that, you know, are nicely equipped, but not super, super loaded with all the, you know, super electronic fancy stuff. So,
sure.
Anyway, even though I get some of them, but not as many as I'd like.
Right. Once again, our guest is Dan Johnson, General Manager of Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, 14500 East Colfax, and hope you'll get by and see Dan. And, you know, when you pull up, usually there's someone to greet you there. Just let them know you'd like to tell Dan hello. And, again, he helps us with our Haystack show and Sportsman Colorado show, and has for many years, and has taken just great care of us and all of our customers for many, many years now. So, you know, let's talk about pricing a little bit, because, you know, it seems like, you know, there's a lot of places that, you know, are, you know, raising their prices, and I get it. Hey, I mean, it's supply and demand a little bit, but how's kind of the pricing work right now? If someone comes in, does what you say, hey, they get a Silverado coming in or whatever, are we pretty close to sticker on them, or how's that working?
Yeah, I'm not marking them over sticker. I mean, there are, most dealerships are right now. You know, on anything inbound like that or ordered, you know, and especially a repeat or referral from, you know, one of your people, I don't mark it up. I'm not going to do that at all. And, you know, however, I hear my my other friends in the business are doing that.
And, I've heard that, you know, too. That's why I brought it up. Yeah.
I just morally can't stomach that, really. And, it's not that there's a ton of markup in these, and I get why they're doing it, because there isn't a lot of markup in the cars these days. But still, you know, hopefully we get a good trade-in that we can use. And, you know, I mean, and they stay a lifelong customer, and this too shall pass one day, I hope.
Yeah, and that's
been in it almost 2 years. Yeah. But, you know, 3-4 years from now, they'll remember, hey, Dan, Lynn Lyle didn't gouge me, and I'm going to go back.
Yep, so, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I depend on.
For sure. Now, you mentioned trade-ins, and, of course, you know, you welcome those when someone's wanting to purchase something. But also, you know, hey, good, clean, pre-owned car, you're open to taking a look at and just writing folks a check.
Absolutely. I do it several times a week. If somebody's got an extra car laying around, I'll probably pay more than they, you know, I haven't had anybody tell me, no, that's not enough yet.
I know.
I usually give them a number and they're going, oh, that's fair.
Let's sure. Go. Yeah.
So, you know, that's just kind of how the market is right now. But trade-ins are very welcome. You know, I prefer that actually. It helps everybody. I'll give them, you know, yeah, my car is expensive, but so's theirs. So,
exactly.
You know, the difference usually works out, you know, to a normal time. So, it's not that big a deal if they have a trade-in. It's usually easier to make a deal.
Absolutely.
And like I say, I'm short on used. So, and I'll buy anything. You know, it doesn't have to be Chevrolet or General Motors. I have Toyotas out here. I got Dodges. I got Fords. You know, you name it. I'll sell anything used.
Right. Absolutely. Again, Dan Johnson is our guest. I hope you'll get by Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Again, maybe you're looking for a car for a student, maybe going to school, maybe you're just looking for a second car, maybe you're looking for that new one for the family, a new SUV. They can take care of you at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, 14500 East Colfax. Now, real quick, I've got about a minute and a half here on service. Good time to get your car in and get some good service work, though.
Hey, you know, winter's coming. I just read a thing on the internet, which we all believe the internet, but it was the Farmer's Almanac, so I do put a little bit of faith in it, that Colorado's going to have a blizzardy winter. So,
wow.
I'd at least get it checked out, make sure, you know, tires are good, you know, suspension's good, all that kind of thing. And, we service almost anything. Warranty-wise, we can only do General Motors, but, as far as servicing, check things out. You know, we'll do just about any type of car.
All right, good deal. And had a little hail around the area in some different spots over the last few weeks. So, hey, if you get any of that, of course, Dan can help you out with their body shop as well. And maybe our next conversation, we can cover a little bit more of that. But they will take care of you in all aspects, from sales to service to body shop, whatever you need. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, once again, 14500 East Colfax. And be sure and let Dan know that you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio, and we'd appreciate that. So, Dan, as always, thank you for your time, sir, and I'll get by and see you, sir.
All right. Have a nice weekend.
All right. You as well. That is Dan Johnson, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, 14500 East Colfax. Thanks for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.